Hello, everybody. Welcome or welcome back to Faith Talks. My name is Deborah. If you don't know me, I'm a faith-based content creator. I am based in London. I am Dutch. That's why I have this strange accent. I'm just naming some facts about me because I've been seeing people asking questions in the comments and I haven't properly answered yet. So yeah, what else? Dutch, based in London. I am... Oh, for some reason, people have been asking about my height in the comments. I don't know why. That's interesting information, but I'm 5'11". I am Dutch. It's in my blood. Dutch people are very tall. I think we average as like the tallest people in the world, something like that. And what else can I say? Music. People keep asking about the music in my videos. So the music in my outro. Yes, that is me singing. That is my music. That is music I produced. I don't really mention it on here because I don't know. I'm still not sure what to do with music. I don't know, but I use it in my videos so it doesn't completely go to waste. And yeah, so the song in my intro and my outro for the Faith Talks episodes, that is me. That is my music. But I think that's it. I think those are the questions I've been seeing. If there's anything else, please let me know. But welcome to Faith Talks. If you tune in to the series, Faith Talks is a weekly series that I put on where I speak about things that the Holy Spirit is leading me to speak about, and I share things with you that I believe can be very helpful in your journey with God. Also, for today's Faith Talks episode, I want to talk about Egypt. I want to have a little chit chat about Egypt, and I don't mean the country Egypt. I mean, in our lives, we all have an Egypt, something that the Lord has delivered us from. Maybe you've recently stepped out in faith and God has just led you into this wilderness. You don't know what's to come. And just like I can imagine how the Israelites must have felt in the wilderness, it's hard to stay confident when the fruits of your step in faith are not shown. Does that make sense? When you've just stepped out and you know that the Lord is going to come through, but it's not happening yet. And you're just starting to waver. And what happens when we get in that place, we start to look back at Egypt. We start to think about Egypt. We start to think, was I better off there? Should I go back? Exactly like the Israelites. I've been very open on here about my journey to leave my job. I was working as a client manager and was a great job, very little hours, and I was getting paid well. I was getting paid well, guys, like especially for the amount of hours. I was good. But I just knew that with what the Lord is allowing me to do on here, there's a certain responsibility that I feel I have to honor what God is doing through me. It's not about me, it's not about the numbers, it's not about any of this, but I do recognize that there's a certain responsibility that comes with speaking about God's word and encouraging people, and I can't take that lightly. And I just knew that my job was not aligning with that. So after a long time in prayer, after months and months of sitting on that decision, I finally stepped out. And I'm in the wilderness. Last week, I had this thought that kind of sparked this Faith Talks. And I was like, I need to speak about this because we experience exactly what the Israelites experience in these times. Last week, I had this thought where I was thinking about my finances. My finances have been the main thing that I've been anxious about. Let me just be honest. Like, finances are a big thing. You have bills to pay. I have an apartment now. Like, I need to upkeep these things. And I had this thought about my savings, because I did save a little bit of money, but that savings is going down. It's going down. So I was like, at one point, if I keep going like this, it's going to run out very soon. So I was thinking about my finances, and then this thought popped into my head that said, if you would have stayed at your job, if you still would have been there, you would have been able to have this amount in your savings account right now. Instead of your savings going down, your savings would have been like way more than it is right now. If you would have stayed in your Egypt, you would have had this, you would have had that. And as soon as that thought popped into my head, I thought about Exodus 16, when the Israelites have been wandering the desert for a little while, not even that long. How long was it? On the 15th day of the second month after they had come out of Egypt. So like 2 months and a half. It's not even that long. But they were in the desert and they started grumbling. And what they said in verse 3, so this is Exodus 16, verse 3. The Israelites go to Moses and Aaron, and what they say is, "If only we had died by the Lord's hand in Egypt. There we sat round pots of meat and ate all the food we wanted. But you have brought us out into this desert to starve this entire assembly to death." In this moment where they were hungry, there wasn't any food, and again, they didn't trust the Lord after God had brought them out of Egypt and parted the Red Sea. He had done all of these things. And the Israelites came to this point where they were so hungry that they said, "If only we were in Egypt right now, we would be sitting around pots of food eating." And me thinking about the money that I could have had in my bank account right now made me think about that. If only I was still at my job with these finances. If only we were still in Egypt, sitting around pots of food. And reading through this is wild to me because they were in slavery. The wilderness makes you romanticize your Egypt. What about the slavery that they went through? They didn't even think of that. All they could think was, "Oh, we had food back there." Yes, what about the rest? Like, the wilderness is like, you know, when you see movies and cartoons and characters go out into the wilderness and there start to be like, is it a mirage? When you see things that are not really there, that's what the wilderness does to us. It's where the enemy comes to tempt us. It's where the enemy tempted Jesus. No matter how confident you were in your faith and in the decision that you made to leave your Egypt, the wilderness will come to test and trial that. The wilderness will come to tempt you. And I guess that what I want to talk about today is just to encourage you and encourage myself also to not dig up in doubt what we've planted in faith. Do you know that saying? It's a saying, it's not a Bible verse, but it is based off the Bible. Don't dig up in doubt what you've planted in faith. That step that you made, leaving that job or leaving that toxic relationship, that situation, leaving my job, the confidence and the faith that you had when you made that decision, now don't go digging up that seed because you are in a season of doubt, because you don't see around you the manifestation of this step yet. This is where we have to lean into God's presence. We have to spend time in His Word to be filled with that, to be encouraged, and to pray like, "Lord, help me because I'm not feeling it right now. I'm not feeling it right now." Like, it's tough. It is hard when you don't see in the natural the fruits of your decision. In this wilderness season, we have to lean into God. We have to spend time with Jesus, even when you don't feel like it. Yesterday, I was just going through it. The wilderness season for me, I don't know how it is for you, but for me, it's a season of ups and downs. Like, one day I'm fine. Next day, I'm not fine. Then again, I'm like, oh, like, I was literally praying yesterday and I was like, "Lord, I'm sorry that I'm so dramatic. I know I'll be fine. I know this is just a dramatics." And the beautiful thing about Jesus is that he's with us in it. He will never turn us away, even in our dramatics. And I think that's what prayer is about, to open your heart, to be honest. I've spoken on here about being honest with God, even about the ugly emotions, about the confusion, about the doubt. Being honest with the Lord in prayer about these things, even just letting it out, is already such a relief. But the comfort that God gives us in return is so beautiful. He's always with us. And that's the prayer that I've been praying, because I haven't really known what to pray these days, because I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what's next. I don't know what it is that the Lord has for me. There's some things that I'm thinking about starting, or for example, I was thinking about doing some type of course into becoming a Christian life coach so I can do one-to-one sessions, or there's a theology course that was spoken about in church. I'm just like, what do I do? Where do I go? And is this even the path you want me to take? Like, what if, I guess, ministry is not what I'm supposed to do? So I haven't really been sure what to pray, but then just praying, "Lord, I don't know what to pray. Will you just be with me? Will you make me aware of your presence and your love for me?" Because God's presence is enough. Just knowing that the creator of the universe is with you right now through whatever you're going through, forget everything. Like, my God, my Father, my Heavenly Father is with me. My dad is with me. That's such comfort. The main thing that we need to keep in mind in this wilderness season is that God has good plans for us. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. They're plans to prosper you, to give you hope and a future. Our God wants the best for you. When you leave your Egypt, you're leaving good. My job was good. I left good for better. You've left good for better. And that's what you have to hold on to in this wilderness season. Just because you can't see it now does not mean that it's not coming. Our Heavenly Father is always working behind the scenes. We can only see the natural. We can only see what's going on in the natural, but God is constantly working. Keep that in mind, that this has been an exchange of the good for the better. In Matthew 7, verse 11, even the verses leading up, Matthew 7, verse 7, it speaks about ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. Ask. It's basically saying ask your Father. And then in verse 11, it says, if you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? If we as humans, as wicked as we are, know how to give good gifts to our children, to our kids that we love so much, how much more will God know to give us the right things at the right time? When you have a toddler and they ask for things that they're not ready for, as a parent, you know that's going to hurt them more. You want the best for them. God is infinity times that. Even the best parents on this planet, the best parents you could find, are only a glimpse of how God is as our Father. We need to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. Things don't make sense. In the wilderness, nothing makes sense, especially on a journey of faith. In that life that God wants us to live, where if he says go, we go. If he says stay, we stay. Things don't make sense. If you want a life that makes sense, then a life with Jesus, it's not going to be that. It's a life of stretching us, taking us out of our comfort zones. How else are we going to become who God created us to be? God has created us to be so much more than we can ask, think, or imagine. Like, the vision, the plan that he has for us is incredible, and we can't get that from our comfort zone. It's in these wilderness seasons where we get stretched that we become that version, that we take on those attributes. And it's tough, but this is where we need to be honest. Being honest in prayer, and trusting that the Lord has our best interest at heart. When things don't make sense, reciting scripture to yourself, God, your ways are so much higher than my ways. Your plans are so much higher than my plans. I don't understand, but I don't need to understand. What's that song that says, when I have faith, I don't need to understand? I think it's from Maverick City. There's a line in one of their songs that says, when I have faith, I don't need to understand. We sing Maverick City songs loud and proud, but do we actually know the words we're singing? I was singing Gyra. I had Gyra playing yesterday, and I was like, I will be content in every circumstance. And then I was like, in this circumstance I'm going through right now, am I being content? Like, girl, sing, practice what you preach. Like, these words, I think in seasons like this, when we sing words like that, they hit so much different. I will be content in every circumstance. That means even now I need to be content, Lord. And something that I also noticed about the Israelites and that I can see in my own life is like, so here in Exodus 16, the Israelites are complaining about food, right? And that's where the Lord sends down manna. And the thing about manna is that it's always enough for the day, that the people, Moses commanded the people, only collect what you need for the day. Don't try to collect for tomorrow. And some of them did it anyways. And what happened with the manna that they collected for tomorrow? It started to mold. It started to be mold and have maggots in it. In other words, the Lord will provide for today. What we have for today is sufficient. And it's very often not until we're out of the wilderness that you can look back and see, I never missed a paycheck. I never missed a meal. The Lord provided. When you are driving in a car on a road and you only look at the road, you don't know when you've just passed a bridge. You don't know that you've passed a bridge if you only look at the road, right? It's not until you take a turn and you're able to look at the road you just went over and see, wait, I passed an arch there. I passed a bridge and another bridge. Passing bridges is, at the end of the day, giving thanks to the Lord for everything that we had and realizing, wait, I just passed a bridge. I did have money to pay my rent. I did have food on the table. So why am I concerned? Fix your eyes on Jesus and go through it. Our emotions are not to be pushed away. Go through it. When you are having a struggle day, let it out. Cry it out. Do what you gotta do. Like, I've cried my tears, let me tell you. But I always know, and I always say in those moments out loud as well, I just need to let this out right now. I'll be fine tomorrow. I'll be fine tomorrow. Deborah, you'll be fine. Lord, I'll be fine. I just need to feel this right now. And that's okay. It's a part of the process. But don't stay there. Don't stay there. Don't camp at this doubt right now, at this confusion, or even worse, don't return to Egypt. Do not go back. Don't dig up in doubt what you planted in faith. Don't do it. Because imagine if the Israelites did that. They would have never made it to the promised land. And that promised land is so worth it. What we're going to see the Lord do in our lives is so worth it. And then this gets to be a part of our testimony. When other people share with us how they've been in a season of difficulty, of doubt, we can be like, girl, I was there too. But guess what the Lord did? Guess what he did in my life? And then we can encourage each other through this. It's all a part of the process. And with the story, with the Bible, with our lives, it's not until we look back that it makes sense. It's when the Lord moves us into our promised land that we're able to be like, oh, I just wasted all those months worrying for nothing. God was going to come through. Exactly. He will come through. He's going to come through. How do I know it in my life and in your life when I haven't walked this path before? Because other people have walked before us. Because the Lord has never failed, ever. Even if things seem to go south, God is always working things together for good. But yeah, that's what I wanted to tell you today as I'm going through it, just to encourage you that I know how it feels. You are not alone. God sees you. You are the apple of God's eye. He never loses his sight on you, no matter how it feels, no matter what it looks like. He's with you every step of the way. And do not return to Egypt. Don't look back. Stop looking back. Stop romanticizing Egypt. It wasn't like that. Don't dig up in doubt what you planted in faith. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus and the testimonies that we're going to have together. We're walking through this together right now. I can't wait to see all the testimonies. I always see testimonies in the comments of people being like, girl, listen to what the Lord did. And the way that stirs up my faith and all of our faith is just crazy, because that's how the Lord shows us that he is real, through miracles. How can he part the Red Sea if we don't run into it first? No matter how scary it is, the Lord will part the way. He will. He's done it before and he will do it again. That is our Father. That's our Dad. So that's it for today's Faith Talks episode. And I just want to say a quick prayer for those of us who are going through the wilderness right now. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this time together today, for every single person on the other side of the screen. Lord, I want to ask you to step into our situations. You are already with us, but I pray for a raised awareness of your presence in the wilderness that we're going through right now. Will you provide your comfort and your peace that surpasses all understanding, that even now when things don't make sense, we're able to say, you know what? I'm calm. I'm cool, because I know that my Father has got this. I know that God is working on my behalf behind the scenes, because that's the type of Father that you are. Will you help us right now to draw closer to you? Will you stir up that hunger in our souls to know more about you, Jesus, to know your heart, Father? Will you walk us through this? And we praise you in advance for the promised land that we're about to walk into. All of this I pray in Jesus' mighty name. And yeah, let's praise the Lord in advance for what's to come, the breakthrough that we're about to experience, the promised land of milk and honey that we're about to step into. Like, the promises of the Lord are no joke. When God does something, he goes all out. So yeah, that's it for today's Faith Talks episode. It's been such a blessing to have you here. As always, I pray that you will have a very blessed week coming up, and I'll be back again next week with another Faith Talks episode. Maybe this time that's what I get.